for those?
No, we never made haycocks out of it. I think that's what you're getting at.
Well, I was just wondering if it was used.
We did not here.
Don't need it here. It dries, you know.
In a rainy country. In Georgia, they have
Tennessee to make and all back there, you got to put it out like that one. So it dry. It rains 2 or 3 times a week. And you rain if you don't put it in cocks so it won't get wet.
We never had.
You ever bundle hay here?
Nothing on the millet. You used to bring on the millet hay here.
Mm-hmm. How about wheat? How did you bring that in from the binder?
Well, you haul it in with a bundle wagon.
Did you ever ever pile that up out in the field?
Yeah,
you made
shocks. Stacks lots of times. Not people stacked it.
Shock the wheat, huh?
Shock
the wheat. Well, you always had to shock it.
You always had to shock wheat and oats too, and barley and all that kind of green.
Then lots of people, when you was a long time about to couldn't get a thrashing machine, they'd haul it in and make a great big stack out of it, maybe 40, 50 feet long and 10, 12 feet wide. And when the thrashing machine finally come along, then you just thrash out of that stack. You didn't need any bundle wagons to hold it then.
Mm-hmm.
You could haul it yourself, you know, and make a stack for one wagon. And one man could make a stack. He could hold in 8 or 10 wagon loads of it a day and stack it.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to take your corn to the mill here to get it ground?
Yeah, used to take it to Sugar Shack. Well, yeah, they used to have one up there in Amber. I wish we still had one. Yeah, I'd drive 50 miles an hour to get some corn meal made out of corn. All you eat now in cornbread is what a rat won't eat. You don't get any of that hard at all. They take all the hard out and you just get that little hard plenty outside of it. It's just not a bit of food value in it, I don't guess, in the world. Rat or nothing else won't eat it.
No, all the rats and mice and
squirrels, all
squirrels, things like that, is to eat that heart of
that
corn.
Heart out of it. You just take these
they
teeth and
that
heart
that
out and throw the rest of it away.
Shell part, you know, the big part of it. Just that tiny little.
What would you call the amount of corn that you'd take to a mill? Let's say if you filled up a wagon with corn, what would you say you were going to do?
Nobody ever filled up a wagon with corn to go get cornmeal.
Well, let's say you just filled a sack and tied it on
your
side.
Well, you'd go to the bushel or half a bushel of corn and go into the mill or a bushel and about a bushel is all you ever needed because the worms will get in that kind of cornmeal. A worm won't, that's the reason you make your meal out of this flint corn. A worm won't even eat it, won't get in it at all. But if you use that whole grain with the heart in there, you'll get in that cornmeal. You can't have too much of it on hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's reason.
Oh, in Georgia and Tennessee, back in that country where I guess people still go to mill.
Yeah,
they have those, what they call water mills, you know, the run with water and the millstones. I saw one last summer when I was back there.
Is that ever called a turn of corn when you take a load?
Yeah. Well, my husband used to bring in turns of wood, too.
Turns of wood? The amount you could carry in your arms, huh?
And he got a good chance of milk tonight.
A good chance?
He still says that.
Uh-huh.
If he got a little extra amount of milk, he got a good chance of milk tonight.
Well, good Georgia terms. And he's carried them with him. What if you only take a small amount of corn? What's that?
Oh, maybe a peck.
Would that be a jag or a
drop? Well, it a jag, I don't guess.
Yes, they spoke about jags of corn, but that was more than a sack full because they had a jag in their wagons. I had never heard the term a one-horse wagon until we went back there. And they said, well, he got a two-horse wagon full of corn out of his field, and that was just something.
Good chance.
Yes, it was a good chance.
Do they ever use jag?